Today's reading from Matthew 28, starting at 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
Great. Let me pray as we think about some of those words. Heavenly Father, please be working amongst us by your Spirit today. Please soften our hearts to be ready to hear your message to us. Amen. Okay. Now, I wonder what you think about when you hear about kings and kingdoms. Maybe you think of some magical kingdom. Let me see if this works. Far away, something like that. Maybe something that Elsa lives in, or something with princesses and dragons. Or maybe you think about the kings of history and how they ruled over countries. Or maybe you think about kings and queens nowadays, and they kind of live in these fancy palaces, but they don't really have any power. Well, today we're going to be thinking about a king and his kingdom that is far more wonderful than any other kingdom. It's far more powerful than any other kingdom, and it's far more important than any other kingdom, and that is God's kingdom. Now, if you've not been with us over the past few weeks, we're in the middle of looking at the Lord's Prayer, and so far we've seen that if we're trusting in Jesus, we see that we can say our prayers to God, who is our Father. He is our Father in heaven, and he is the best dad ever. And last week, we were thinking about how God, our Father, is powerful, and he's holy, and he's perfect. And so today, we're thinking about the next bit of the Lord's Prayer, which is, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And in God's, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in God's kingdom, everything is perfect. Jesus is now the king on the throne. God's will is being done perfectly. And this is a kingdom without fighting, without pain, without getting poorly, without even any death. A kingdom where God is rightly seen and celebrated for being holy. And this is such a wonderful place, but sadly, we can't go there on holiday. We can't find it on the map. See, we can kind of easily find the United Kingdom, where we live, or we could find the Kingdom of Spain, but there's no country called God's Kingdom. And that's because at the moment, God's kingdom only exists in all its perfectness in heaven, where Jesus is. And heaven's not on any map. One day, though, when Jesus comes back to earth at the end of the age, if we're trusting in Jesus, we'll get to see and enjoy this perfect kingdom forever and ever. And it will be fantastic. But at the moment, God's perfect kingdom is only in heaven, so we can't fully see it. But just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Now, I want you to imagine that God's kingdom is a little bit like the light coming out of this projector. So at the moment, you can't see it. Now, the torch is on, the light is on, but you just can't see it because the cardboard's in the way. Now, the Lord's Prayer says, "Your kingdom come." And when we pray that, Part of what it means is that we want to see and experience a bit of God's perfect kingdom right now, here on earth. So it's a bit like me making some holes in the cardboard with my trusty hole maker. Let's see if this works. There we go. And we can start to see some little bits of God's kingdom shining through. I'm going to think more about that. We're going to think about two parts of God's perfect kingdom that shine through and come to earth, breaking through like those tiny beams of light. So the two things are, God's kingdom comes as people become disciples of Jesus, and God's kingdom comes as we live more and more in Jesus's way. So first, God's kingdom comes as people become disciples of Jesus. Okay, now, who knows what this is? What is it, Diane? It is the Union flag, that's right. Now, wherever our Queen is in charge of, this flag flies. You must have seen it a lot at the Olympics. And it shows that place is part of the United Kingdom. Now, I want you to imagine that our good friend Peter is actually is trying to be a king, and he's setting up his own kingdom. Okay, now I want you to look under your pews, and you might find some little flags. And if you find a flag, you'll see it's got Peter's face on it. And give it a wave. And that means you're part of his kingdom. And he's your king, and you've got to do whatever he says, because, you know, he's your king. And so the more flags that there are, the bigger Peter's kingdom is. Now, you'll be extremely glad to know that Peter doesn't have a kingdom, but the Lord Jesus does. And if we're trusting in Jesus, then we are part of his kingdom. It's like each one of us has a Jesus flag. And we're waving Jesus' flag like this, because we're part of his kingdom. And the more people who decide to trust in Jesus as their king, the more we see little bits of Jesus' kingdom shining through like those tiny beams of light. And in our Bible reading, we heard some of the last words that Jesus said to his friends on earth before he went up to heaven. And he was talking to his disciples and how they were going to be involved in growing God's kingdom here on earth. So have a look at verse 18 and 19, and have a look and see if you can spot all the doing words, the verbs, that Jesus tells his friends to do. He says, go, make disciples, baptizing, teaching. See, the way God's kingdom comes into the world is as people become disciples of Jesus. But how do people become disciples of Jesus? Well, by someone going, talking to them about who Jesus is, explaining all the amazing things he's done and showing them how wonderful it is to be part of God's kingdom. And when people believe this to be true, say sorry to Jesus for their sin and start following him, well, they become a disciple of Jesus. They become part of his kingdom. And if you're trusting in Jesus, well, you're part of his kingdom. And we're in God's kingdom. If we're in God's kingdom, we have a job to do, the same job that Jesus gave to his friends, making more disciples and bringing people into his kingdom. Now, some people travel to other countries. Where there aren't many Christians to tell people about Jesus. Think about our friends, James and Lou, our mission partners who are trying to make disciples at university students in Belgium. Or Paul, who's out in African country teaching people about the good news of Jesus. Well, we should be praying for these guys, lots and lots, asking God to help them and strengthen them and encourage them. Because it's hard work trying to bring God's kingdom by making disciples. But we don't have to go far away from home to make disciples. All of us, old or young, have friends and family who are not part of God's kingdom. And if we're trusting in Jesus, we can be praying for those guys. We can be looking for chances to talk about how wonderful Jesus is. Because Jesus is the best king ever, and being in his kingdom is the best thing ever. So God's kingdom comes as people become disciples of Jesus. But also, God's kingdom comes as we live more and more Jesus' way. Let's see if I can get this to work. Oops, where are we? Here we are. Okay. Now, back to my switch. Okay, here we are. If we wanted to see more light, what could we do? Anyone got an idea? What could I do? I want to see more light coming through than that. More holes? That's a good idea. Any other ideas? What else could I do? I could just take it away completely. How about if I make the holes bigger? Should I do that? Should I make some of these holes proper big? How about that? There's not more holes, but some of the holes are a bit bigger. Okay. Let's see if that happens. See, in the same way, if we want Earth to be more and more like God's perfect kingdom, we should see more people becoming disciples of Jesus, which is more holes for the light, and we should each live more and more Jesus' way, which is like the holes getting bigger. When Jesus was saying some of those words to his disciples, he was saying that Christians need to be taught to obey everything that he's commanded. See, in our Bibles, we can read what Jesus teaches and commands for his people. As we grow to love Jesus more and more, we start to obey him more and more and try to live life more and more his way. It's like when we become part of God's kingdom, we get kingdom hearts. See, we start to see the world more and more like Jesus does and care about the things that he cares about. See, we're sad by the things that make God sad. Things like unfairness, unkindness, going against his good plan and design. And we start to love the things that he loves. Truth, goodness, his words in the Bible. We love our church family like he does. And with these kingdom hearts, we start to obey God more. Not just keeping lots of rules, but we really love God and his ways, and we love his kingdom way, Jesus' way. In all sorts of areas of our life, we want to live more and more like Jesus. And so, God's kingdom comes more clearly. Let's think about a couple of examples. Well, how about how we treat other people in and around us? So in God's kingdom way, Jesus' way of treating people was to love and care for people really well, whether they're like us or massively different from us, to say sorry when we mess up and hurt them, to forgive other people when they mess up and hurt us, rather than staying angry. The more we pray, your kingdom come, and really mean it, the more we're asking God to help us treat other people in a way like Jesus would. Or what about how we use our money? Well, some of us will have a lot of money, some of us won't have much. But trying to live God's way, in his kingdom way, will affect how we use it. His way is to be more generous and to use it in ways that are pleasing to him and not just to use all our money on ourselves. There are all sorts of ways that these kingdom parts start to shape and change our lives. And I wonder if you can think of any parts of your life where you're not really living Jesus's way and you've got a selfish heart rather than a kingdom heart. Well, when we say the Lord's Prayer, when we say your kingdom come, why not ask God to particularly help you in that bit of your life? It might be a really big thing or a small thing, but ask God to help you to be more like Jesus. So as we finish, let's remember, if we're trusting in Jesus, we're part of his kingdom. And one day, we'll absolutely certainly see God's kingdom in all of its perfectness. It won't be like this, or that. It'll be like this. But while we're still on earth, let's keep praying to God, your kingdom come, your will be done. And ask God to help us to play our part in making disciples of Jesus and in living more and more Jesus' way. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your perfect kingdom. Thank you that if we're trusting in Jesus, one day we'll get to enjoy all your perfectness forever and ever. Help us now, though, as you work through us for your kingdom to come now on earth. Give us boldness to share the good news of Jesus with our friends who don't know you. And help us bring all parts of our lives into your perfect way of living. Give us kingdom hearts to live and love like you do. So, Lord, please would your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.